2.
Got a big surprise as I was scanning an online source. It said my lifespan would probably rise if I would choose to buy a horse. I guess the author was mistaken. And then I got to the final lines, which said this is no mere correlation. The research study was double blind.
A double blind study of horse ownership. A double blind study of horse ownership.
Is it for real or is it a quick?
It's a double-blind study of horse ownership.
A little while later, I saw an ad for a study seeking volunteers. The topic didn't seem half bad, teen behavior and drinking beer. But it said that there would be two groups, drinking and non-drinking juveniles, and the researchers would assign the youths in the manner of a randomized trial.
Randomized trial of underage drinking. A randomized trial of underage drinking.
Who's in charge and what are they thinking?
It's a randomized trial of underage drinking.
Well, the second study seemed so suspect. I called the number in the ad and I said, I can't be one of your subjects, but can I share some concerns I had? The guy in charge said, never fear, rigor is our research credo. The group that doesn't receive the beer will drink tap water as a placebo.
Placebo controls a plain tap water. Placebo controls a plain tap water.
If that's what they're doing, why even bother?
The placebo controls a plain tap water. And if you're looking for a moral here, the lesson learned is not a hard one. Regardless of a study's slick veneer, do not be fooled by fancy jargon.